弟兄姐妹晚安。今天晚上呢，我大部分是可能还是用英文讲，一半是中文讲，所以首先请你们原谅，因为我的英文我的中文就是说的比较慢一点，说不好，所以有时候还是讲英文比较舒服快一点。那当然呢，我是希望我们都有时间可以一起来讨论，来发表你的想法、你的意见。所以当然，当你们讲的时候，随便用中文、用英文都可以。今天晚上我们是查彼得前书第三章第一节到第七节。首先想问问在上个星期，因为我一直在星期五晚上我都在那个English Fellowship 那一边，有没有可以告诉我上一期我念第二章的时候你有什么学到？那个 What is the biggest thing that you've learned from chapter 2? What is the main lesson that you learned from chapter 2?
顺服权柄
Very good. 还要顺服什么？
顺服权柄，
还有顺服什么？还有一个，
顺服主人。
主人，对了，在这几种顺服里面，有什么原则？有什么 principles? What kind of principles did you learn in that submission?
For the Lord's sake.
For the Lord's sake. Okay, very good. What can you elaborate on that a little bit? What do you mean by for the Lord's sake?
Well, he is our good deed. He is our good example. He basically created everything. In return, we should submit ourselves because he basically taught us and showed us the obedient way which he obeyed God. And so he go on the cross for God's sake. And then that we, in return,we obey him and for his sake.
Okay, right. So definitely we are following Jesus' example, how Jesus submitted and died on the cross. 还有呢，就是说当我们顺服的时候 is also letting other people recognize and see God in our behavior. 将荣耀归给神 right? So this also to bring people to Christ, bring people to God as we follow the example of submission. So that's all we talked about in a lot of what we talked about in chapter 2. 那我们现在首先来念一念这七节的圣经 okay? So can I have a volunteer 用中文来念
彼得前书三章一到七节，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，就如萨拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是萨拉的女儿了。你们做丈夫的也要按情理，原文做知识，和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，原文作是软弱的器皿，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
好，谢谢。从第一节来看 ，Okay, so let's look at verse one. If you have your Bible, if you can make sure you open up to that chapter 3, verse 1-7.在第一节里面who are the wives to be subject to? Who should the wife be submitting to? This is a very simple question, not a trick question.
丈夫,
very good. Now, slightly, a little bit more indirect, who are the wife not supposed to be submitting to?
任何其他的男人。
Right, very good, Vicky. So let's be very clear. Okay, the verse is talking about wife submitting to husband. Now, some people would then turn it around and say, okay, that just means that women should submit to men. 其实不是这个意思。 不是说所有女人要顺服所有的男人，这一节很清楚的说是妻子要顺服丈夫，okay? So it's not all women should submit to all men. 你这一节里面讲到的 the husband, what kind of husbands are we talking about? Good husbands, bad husbands?
丈夫还不认识神的。
Right, so some of them do not even know God, right? So it is talking about some that may be even husbands that do not know God. So of course, there can be some husbands that do know God. So 这里没有说 exclude 那一些不信神的丈夫. So it is really talking about wives submitting to both believer or non-believer husbands. Let's move on and let's talk about what does it mean to be submitting to our husband? Okay. What do you think is the definition of submission? 顺服的定义是什么?
不坚持自己的意见。
Very good. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Let me show you what I have. What is submission? Like Hua Mei said, submit is really yield voluntarily. It's not being forced. It's voluntarily submitting, yielding your will to another person. Of course, in this case, is your husband, a woman's husband. And especially when we have disagreement. 有时候我听到, okay, I will submit if I agree with you. But that is not submission. Right. If you agree that you don't need to submit, submit is really talking about, in particular, especially when we have disagreements. And John Piper, 一个很出名的preacher, 他说, submission is the divine calling of a wife to honor and affirm her husband's leadership. And so help to carry it through according to her gifts. 所以这里说到他说的 不单是你要 submit, 你要 voluntarily yield 你的, your will to your husband, you actually help carry it through with your gifts. So 不是好像不心甘情愿的, 又就是说, you know, your passive resistance, active resistance, okay, fine, fine, you do whatever, but I'm not going to help you. So it's not that kind. So submission, not only you yield voluntarily, 不是 being forced, you voluntarily, and also at the same time, you have that attitude that you will help your husband to honor and affirm his leadership by helping him carry it through, even though you may not agree with his decision in the first place. Now, what is the motivation of submission? Now, one thing actually in this particular passage, 我觉得那个英文呢, 有一些地方带出来原文，有一些我们可能中文的版本看不到的，所以我翻到前面再给你看看第一节的英文啊，请你等一下。In the English here, on the screen that you see, the first word is likewise. Likewise, wives be subject to your own husbands, so that if some do not obey the word, so on and so forth. The first word is likewise. 中文至少是说同样, so it is really talking back to what happened in chapter 2. So likewise, 就好像你们顺服政权,顺服你们的主人, likewise, be subject to your own husband. So let's again go back to what we talked earlier about chapter 2. What is the motivation for submission that is being talked about in chapter 2?
为主的缘故,
for God's sake, right? 所以如果你翻到彼得前书 第二章就是我们上一星期查过的。If someone can read verse 12, verse 15, and verse 20, 有没有翻到就用中文念那三节 ,12 节 ,15 节 ,20 节。
12节你们在外邦人中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的。Am I right?应看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。 13. 你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王。 20. 你们若因犯罪受责打能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
OK, 叫神的荣耀是神看可喜爱的。 So you talk in these verses, it talked about a lot of the motivation of why we need to submit in chapter 2. And so in chapter 3, likewise, 同样的 same reason, we need to submit to our own husband. So that's the reason why God wants us to submit. We have defined what submission is from a positive way. Now let's define submission from a negative way. What is submission not? 顺服不是什么？
顺服不是懦弱。
Okay, very good. Anyone else?
顺服不是把丈夫的位置放在上帝的位置上。
Say it again, 再讲一次。
顺服不是把自己丈夫的位置高过于神的位置上。
Okay, very good. Yeah, 不是把那个丈夫代替了神。Okay, or even higher than God.
顺服不是认为丈夫说的所有都是对的，就并不是认为丈夫说的所有都是对的，但是仍然去执行。
Okay.
我觉得顺服不是要放弃自己的自由的意志。
Okay, very good. Yeah. We still have, okay, you guys actually cover a lot of what I wanted to say. Okay. First of all, submission doesn't mean that you have to agree on everything. You may disagree. And when you submit, you may still disagree. You may still think that decision is a wrong decision. It's not like, okay, I have to somehow change my thinking to agree on something now. You may submit and say, okay, we will do it, you know, the way you want it, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you would agree that is the right decision. Your judgment may still remain the same, okay? And then also, submission doesn't mean that you stop thinking, you lose your brain. It doesn't mean that. You're still using the brain that God has given you. You're still using the judgment, your knowledge, in deciding what is the right thing to do. And also, submission doesn't mean that you cannot try to influence your husband. We will talk about how to influence, how to discuss, how to talk out certain things later on. But submission doesn't mean that whatever your husband says, okay, yes, sir, right away, sir, you just kind of immediately go doing, right? So if you really believe to the contrary, it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be trying to influence your husband. And 好像刚才有说过了, submission is not putting the will of the husband for the will of God. And then finally, submission is not living in fear. 在第六节我们提到 not living in fear. 我们等一下会讲 what is living in fear? Why would submission be living in fear? But submission is not any of these things. So that's one thing I think is very important for us to remember.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
那个刚才有提到说这里讲的顺服其实指的是我们仍然可以有自己的想法，没有失去自己本来的一些想法意见判断，但是在态度上我们是愿意顺服，甚至说 刚才提到说有事情要完成的时候，我们这个妻子仍然愿意全力来帮助丈夫，在他这个 leadership 这件事上来帮助，那这个感觉上是比较有一个完整的。但是我想要问的是说，那如果没有一定要决定什么，只是一种谈论，这其实是常常有的，比如说他的想法，我的想法，然后你在想法沟通上，那没有一定要决定什么或者判断什么，就是没有到另外一个决策性上的问题，没有这个 decision 的 problem， 就纯粹是这个有一点是 communication talk， 那这种时候的顺服态度应该是怎么拿捏的啊？当然是不坚持啦，不会说 insist 你一定是对他一定是错，可是妻子在这一方面上的表现的顺服应该是要怎么做呢？就是蛮想听听这方面。
Okay. Anyone want to respond to Xun Ying's question? You're not trying to make any decisions. You're just having a discussion. But obviously, I think what you're talking about is we may have different thinking, right? What should we do in that situation?
寻莹，那个时候你就要装笨。
What do you mean by that, Vicky?
就那。不要 too in， 要 respect husband 啊，要给他留一点面子和 respect 他的自尊心，不要。No.
So let me ask you, Vicky, are you talking about? I mean, not Vicky. I mean, Xun Ying. Are you talking about privately between the husband and the wife, or is it in front of a bunch of other people?
No, I just say a very general idea. 一般的生活状况。不一定要牵涉到任何 privacy， 其实太太跟先生在 family 当中常常就会有一些想法呀、意见啊、沟通啊，就是看法呀。那这种时候应该是算什么样才叫 submit？
嗯
，submission 是一个什么样的拿捏？是比如说我们一样可以卸，不然彼此怎么互相长进 ？Right， improve， 好、help each other。那可是你在 help each other 跟你的 submission 当中，这个我不是在只说是我的问题什么问题，我是以一个 general 的问题来说。那我们太太的应该是怎么样在这种交流上也可以学习这种 submission？
Well, I think number one, the reason I asked that question is because when Vicky saw 装笨。I think it depends on, for me, it depends on whether we are just privately talking between the two of us or whether we are having a discussion between, let's say, me and Elaine and then like, maybe 10 other friends all together. 我觉得这有分别。Let me put it this way. Elaine and I, we talk all the time and we differ all the time. So we sometimes, just the way that God has...build us, has made us, we just sometimes have different way of thinking, different priorities. So sometimes we have a lot of, you know, different opinions. So, and I think God has made our wives to be our helpers. So, and same thing for husband to be helpers of a wife as well. So I'm not just saying that it's one-sided. So I think a lot of times,交流is I think is a good thing. Is you don't really need, in my mind, you don't need to hold back and say, don't tell your husband that you have a different opinion. But of course, a lot of it depends on how you deliver it. If you just turn it into a fight, obviously that is not a good thing, right? So the way that you discuss is very important. Now, 我刚才说到，当你在一个 public forum,to me, that's a little bit different, right? So when you in front of 10 people and then you start contradicting and kind of discussing with your husband, that sometimes some husbands may feel like, or I think actually in both ways, right? It's not just husband feeling, it's also wife feeling as well, that, you know, it you would present some... It would become a little bit embarrassing that it seemed like the two of you are kind of arguing in front of other people. So I would try not, in general for me, I would not try to bring out the differences between a husband and a wife in a public forum. but while we serve it from privately at home. Does that make sense? Did that answer your question?
Yeah, 我觉得这是蛮好的一个 concern 的点。我想大家也会比较知道说，在如果 improperly 人太多的话，是太太尤其自己要，就是彼此当中那个拿捏的角度是更容易决定，就是真的是要 submit。但是在私下可能在交通啊、讲话当中，那yes， 也许又是另外一个 style。不过我觉得原则应该是一样。
我不太懂你说顺服，就是说如果我们跟先生有意见不太一样，当然就是说可是你刚才讲说我们有不同的意见，但是我们也可以试图去劝他或者是影响他，对不对？但是如果影响不了的话，我们还是要遵从他的意见，先生的意见，即使他的想法是错误，即使他想法是错误的，因为他不能受我的影，我怎么去劝他他都不听，
right.
还是要听他的。
Right. Now, we will talk about some of the limits of when is it that you think, if after discussion you still think that what the husband thinks or deciding to do is wrong, we'll talk about the limits of when do we stop submitting. We'll come up a little bit later. Okay.So let me gloss over it right now and kind of let's just say assume that 他不是叫你去杀人放火， you know, it's not telling you to violate some law or to worship an idol, so those are the obvious things, right? So but assuming those are not things, but let me just make an example. Let's say we do some investment, 那个金钱 finance.He wants to go invest in something you think is a foolish decision because you think is too risky, it is too whatever, and it's not the right decision. Now, and you may be right because you actually have studied it well, you understand the economics and so on and so forth. But even after the discussion, he still thinks that we need to go do this with our money.I think that the submission is really talking about something on, okay, even though you think that he is wrong after discussion, after your persuasion, you still kind of follow his lead. I know it's a tough thing sometimes to submit when you know down in your gut that you understand it, you got it, but yet,it is still that your husband would still want to go on a certain way.
当你长老在解释这个顺服的正面的意义的时候，我觉得有一点是非常好的，就是他是讲说这个妻子不光是行动上顺服了丈夫要做的啊，而且是主动的去帮助他完成啊，这个是跟这个神设计这个妻子的角色作为丈夫的 helper 是直接连在一起的，所以你这个 submission 实际上是在 fulfill 作为妻子的帮助丈夫成长也好，成熟也好，把事情办成也好，这个角色就体现出来了。这个当妻子帮助丈夫的过程当中呢，其实也包括一方面就是帮助这个丈夫在犯错误的过程当中哈，依然有人在陪着他，依然有人 support 他，体谅他，理解他，然后继续鼓励他从这个错误中学习哈。所以不一定每次就是说妻子说你认为你的意见一定是对的，你就要坚持，因为这样反倒哈好像你代替了这个丈夫的角色，做了他当做的事情哈。所以一个好的帮手哈，他也知道说丈夫可能是做错了决定，但是呢也允许他，也体谅他啊，让他在这个过程当中变得更加的成熟，更加的有智慧啊。所以这个好帮手啊，也包括这方面的内容。
而且我呼应那个牧师的话，我是觉得因为在这里一开始的重点讲的就是一个属神的太太，就是这个妻子是属神的，所以我相信他也会依靠神，就是 就算说这个决定他觉得其实可能有蛮大的失误，但是他仍然因着愿意顺服在神面前，当然也会祷告紧靠着主，我想主就在当中、也会有怜悯，然后反而也可能因为他的顺服、就加予一些祝福。因为就算两个人争了，其实也不是祝福啊。你说就算买个房子，一个要买一个不买，你这吵也没用，你就算买成了，这个带来很多的争执也不是祝福。所以一个属神的太太应该就会，我们知道说我们要的更大是祝福。那我想可能是如果真的说没有办法劝哈，或者说有更好的相同意见的话，那还是努力去帮忙，可以把这个损失减到比较低。呀，就是我想到的。
Thank you for your sharing. I want to ask you for some examples of a submissive heart and also an unsubmissive heart. What are some of the examples that you can think of? What kind of behaviors that you can think of show a submissive heart, and what kind of behavior shows an unsubmissive heart? 有什么是例子在我们生活当中，你可以想出来说，表明我们的顺服或者是不顺。
我来想想我自己好了。我在想，就算事情我不一定同意，但是如果我愿意顺服在神面前的时候，我的讲话会比较温和，因为我是服在主面前，我愿意的。那如果我有一颗不顺从的心呢，我可能讲讲争不过，可能我的言语可能还不太会好听。那对，就是说不定不好听，还带着讽刺啊，自以为是啊，就是什么都有了。所以我想，就是不顺从的心表现出来的言语，应该都不蒙神喜悦。
Our speech is a very good indicator of our heart. What is in our heart get expressed through our mouth, through our tongue. 所以那个有时候我们不顺服呢，那个言语就出来了，那个maybe angry words or maybe blaming words. So actually, in an example is another example of unsubmissive heart is silent treatment, meaning that think of it as a way to punish our husbands, right? So, okay, fine, you want to do it this way? I'll do it, we'll do it, but I'm not going to talk to you for the next 3 months. So silent treatment is another way, or more generally, some way to punish our husband because he forced me to submit to him or to follow his way, right? And we have many ways to punish husbands. So, 那我不多讲了。I don't want to tell you too many ways to punish husbands. 好，有没有一个好的例子？ So, good examples of how we submit in our behavior. 可能刚才有讲过一些了。It's okay to repeat. What are some of the behavior that you can think that 表明我们是那个 submissive, has a submissive attitude.
I have one, I don't know if it is or not. So for example, like if you don't like to eat spicy food and you don't like to eat noodles, you prefer rice, but your spouse is the other way.So being submissive is, even though you don't like it, you will still cook some just for the sake of your spouse, your wife or husband. Is that considered submissive?
I think so. I think it's just being considerate, being 体贴, just out of love, even though it's not something that you prefer. I think there's also a form of submission as well. Okay, now this...Of course, this verse, we're still in verse one, but we will finish. We'll finish on time. This verse is, of course, very controversial verse. And actually, there are many who would think that this verse doesn't apply in the 21st century anymore. It only applies in you know, back in the first century when Peter lived. So how do you feel about this particular command? Do you think the Bible is saying here that women are inferior to men?
我觉得不是这个意思，因为 Bible 说男人是家里的头，所以如果说我们，比如说家中有一件什么事情 ，no matter what， 就我们，比如说一个 investment 是 yes or no， 这个 investment 的结果是 good or bad， 不管怎么样，最终他的这个结果是家里的这个头要去承担的，就是说，即使我顺服我的先生做了一个决定，结果这个决定的结果是坏的，好的都是这个家里的头要去承担，那么。 那么当然我的先生也可能我可能用劝导或者我口才好让我的先生改变了他的原先的心意好像顺服了我的意思但是这是经过 talk discussion 的讨论的而不是说打破头那样子的不是说他怕我会杀了他怕我会打他所以就是我们经过了 talk about 很配结果听了我的 idea 例如说可是结果呢是一个非常糟糕的结果那么这个结果 仍然是这个家里的头，这个先生要去承担的，因为这个先生 allowed 我的丈夫 allowed 我怎么讲啊 ，follow 我的 opinion 去做这件事情，所以这个，所以我在说什么？所以说，因为并不表示说我们女人不如男人，而是说这个结果都是要男人去承担的。
And I think the other thing, the analogy that they can use is also very good. You know, like. What we say the man is the head, let's say the woman is the body, the arms and the legs and so on. It's not saying that the head is more important than the body, because if you chop off the body, the head not going to live either. So the fact that it's just that they have different functions. So in just in this case, God has chosen man to lead. It's not saying that the man is more important than the woman who is the body. It's just saying that they have different functions and God has chosen these functions in this particular way. Now, in fact, if we can someone read verse 7, 第七节, of chapter 3.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。这里说与你一同承受
生命之恩的。So here is talking about a woman and a man inheriting the grace of life together. So there is nothing about, okay, the man is going to get more grace, the woman is going to get a little bit less. It is 一同领受生命之恩的. So we are equal, man and woman are equal in that aspect. Can somebody also read 加拉太书, Galatians chapter 3? Verse 26 to 28.这里有了，你可以看着那个就不用翻了。Anyone, can someone read these three verses from Galatians?
27节，你们受洗归入基督的，都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。Right, 或男或女。
There is no male or and female. So again, this concept, actually, if you think about when Peter lived in the first century, it is something that is pretty revolutionary. He is talking about, it doesn't matter whether you are Jew, whether you are a Hebrew or Greek, whether you are free or you are slave. Now, at that time, the hierarchy is very, very clear. You are a slave, you are really at the bottom. And or man, female or male, again, at that time is a man's society. Man is really high about there. Woman has really absolutely very, 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 very few rights. But he's talking about here, there is in God, there is no male and female. 都是同一样的. So again, that whole concept throughout the Bible, there is not saying that man is better, man is more important. Here is talking about men or male or female, slaves or masters. They are all in Christ. And we are going to be receiving the grace of life together. So concept. So when we say submit, a wife submits to husband, 不是说 because the husband is more important, is better, but it's just that that's the order that God has set up. It's not, God is not saying that man is better or man is more important. Okay, now the next question I want to ask you is in an application question. Now, doesn't matter whether you're man or woman, you can answer this question. If you're a woman, what do you think your husband can do to make this verse easier and more pleasant for you? And for guys, for men, how could you make submitting easier and more pleasant for your wives? So let's turn our, we've been focusing on women. Let's turn our focus on men. What can men do?
Okay,
it's a very good reminder. Thank you, Vivian.
就是丈夫跟妻子之间是透明敞开，可以畅通无阻的交流。那这样子可以会让妻子更容易、更愉快的顺从。
Okay, transparency. Okay, good.
Well, I think what helps is we always think about Christ. The relationship between Christ and church is like husband and wife. So since we are all Christians, we need to follow his example. And when you know, Christ is without sin, all perfect, but we as his church, we all always have this kind of problem, that kind of problem. So, you know, and he still love us and take care of us. So same way, a husband to wife. I mean, even though wife may be physically a little bit weak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think one thing we always have to recognize, again, God has given us wives to be our helpers. And definitely, if you think about it, there are gifts in our wives that they have that we don't have. And those are the ways, a lot of times, that God can use those gifts to help us.
就肯定妻子啊, 要爱妻子啊, 疼爱妻子啊。
Mm-hmm.
我觉得如果要怎么样做丈夫的可以让 自己的妻子更容易愉快的顺从，就是帮助妻子更容易顺从的话，可能丈夫应该要都要各自多了解自己的太太，比如说他是比较需要肯定的啦，还是他需要你聆听的啦，他需要你言语比较温和的啦，还是他是需要你赞赏的啦，就每一个，我觉得每一个人
太太特色都不太一样，所以可能也是要稍微了解一下自己的太太。我讲，因为男跟女生出来很不一样，所以我认为，因为大家的个性很不一样，所以我认为做丈夫的应该怎么样聆听太太， you know, 讲， you know, 就是要 patient， 聆听跟大家， you know， 有什么最好， you know， fancy 给对方听，有什么可以改变的，大家 make decision， 不是丈夫， you know， 说了算。
Let me give you one more example. Another thing I think that a husband can do is that don't don't win every single argument. Meaning that you don't abuse this verse just because the Bible says that wife should submit to husband. Don't say, okay, fine, then everything I said goes 100% is always my way. To me, there gotta be many, many things that you can say, that's okay, it really doesn't make that much of a difference. And so if your wife wants it this way, then just follow your wife's suggestion and give in on those things. There may be a few things that you feel like, okay, I really think that we should do this, and you want to follow through on your decision, so that's fine. But if you insist on every single way, where we're gonna eat, what we're gonna buy, where we're gonna live, where the kids should go to school, you know, how do we spend our money? If everything in life, you're gonna insist on your way and say, the Bible says submit, then your wife is gonna find it very, very unpleasant and difficult. You are gonna test her faith to the extreme. So my advice is, do not win everything. Okay, all right. Last chance, wives, anything to say to the husband that, you know, this is time to tell them. Okay.
Hey. 我可以加一句话吗?
加一句。
我觉得太太虽然是 helper, 先生虽然是一个 leader, 但是真的要 help each other to grow up. 当然尤其这边特别是提到是太太是属神。 如果先生不属神的话，不然的话，如果两方都已经认识主，应该是要 help each other grow
up。如果神允许的话，我会看我的太太，我会认同我的太太在神的这个服事之中，我要认同她，我尽量配合她。 那么从这个方式，我觉得我们可以一起来，在神的这个生命里面，能够彼此的互助认同，这样子的话就不会，因为有时候他可能有服事的地方，我有我服事的地方，那可能会不一样，但是我要配合他，尽量认同他，这样的话才会有比较。 就是自动的就会彼此顺服了。好,
thank you, Eddie. Okay, now let's go back. Let's go to the next set of questions. This and before we finish this verse. Okay, now what do we do when we feel it's difficult to submit our husband? What do we think that we are smarter than them in a certain way, like finance? We talk about an example like that. What if your husband doesn't want to lead or afraid to lead? What if your husband is super bossy, insists on everything, on everything? What if your husband is a mama's boy? 那中文的说你丈夫是妈宝男, that term 是李长华长老太太教我的. So I learned this from Esther this time. 从来没有听过, now I learned some Chinese. So what do we do in those situations?
小丽，你是不是说话我听不到？我有个问题，请问妈宝男的意思是什么？是说什么都要听妈妈的话，还是说一个长不大的男孩的意思？李长华长老太太，
我来我说，现在妈宝男在大陆很流行的一句话，就是从小到大，这个男孩子都听妈妈说的，大事小事都要问了妈妈以后。 自己才知道怎么办。结了婚以后，还是要回去问妈妈，或者是住在一起，自己一点都没主意，什么都要问妈，去问我妈。这就是典型的妈宝男。现在有很多这个长不大的丈夫。
哦，好，谢谢，明白了，谢谢。
我提出这个问题来，是不是应该考虑结婚以后应该按照圣经的规定
独立出来生活，不能够再跟父母住在一起，这样会制造很多矛盾。现在是可能是因为房价太高吧，很多人都是住在一起，造成了这个当媳妇的很难处理有些事情。
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think sometimes because of financial situations, then you are forced into this situation. Ideally is if you can, as a couple, move to have your own household. God has put you two together to become one. It's one unit. The Bible tells us that you are, you know, living away from your family, that you are separated from your original family and now become one with your wife. So definitely that will be the ideal situation. But now, then the question is, what if your husband is really this mama's boy and just always going back to ask, even though they're living apart, and still go ask the mother what they should, what he should do, what they should do. What should the wife do in that situation? Or some of these other situations that we're talking about, that the husband cannot make decisions or don't dare to make decisions.
跟她丈夫，陪她丈夫一起去问妈妈了。陪着她，
没错，
回到家以后再跟她讨论，然后慢慢帮助她学习，自己可以独立做决定。那这个可能一下子没有办法一下改过来，你就陪着她了。
我曾经有一个以前在德州遇过一个朋友，我想那时候感觉那个先生就真的是妈宝型啊。他们本来跟父母住在一起，然后他连买罐酱油都是问妈妈的。后来虽然跟妈妈分得比较远，可是我知道这个姐妹很痛苦，因为她假日也要听妈妈的回去一起，所以他们没有自己 family 的 time。她买东买西，大事小事全部是问妈妈的，然后所以这个妈这个太太也是跟着的。那是可以跟着一起吗？她只能礼拜天也跟着他们一起，什么都跟着一起，做什么都是跟他们全家在一起，所以他们没有自己的 time。那我那个时候是因为姐妹来到小组，然后后来就慢慢的去邀那个先生，只能这样子了。我记得第一次我们那个是小组，孩子都比较小，我查了一个圣经讲到人要离开父母与妻子结为一体，就这个观念他是第一次听的啊，他觉得他不可能，这是他不能接受，那他不太懂，但是至少这样的一个观念一进去以后，但不是不理妈妈，不是不理爸爸，不是不孝顺，完全不是的。可是你在某些方面必须学习，你要独立，你要面对。那他也是第一次那样听到，我是觉得还是要渐渐有机会把他们带来认识上帝怎么看一家之主跟一个独立的一个 family， 两人结为一体是什么样的概念，不然他会永远是妈宝呀，会遥遥无期啦。
Yeah, so I think there are two kinds of husbands that are here, right? So there is a kind of husband that is always listening to the mother, and there is a kind of husband that is, you know, or don't even dare to lead. And those are the husbands that you kind of need to encourage, 要鼓励他们, to lead the family, right? It's the opposite end of the bossy one, everything has to be his way kind of husband. So one kind of husband, you kind of need to, like Pastor He said, you need to encourage them. Maybe in the beginning, you even need to kind of like somehow, you know, walk alongside him, to ask the mother at the same time, but then you kind of need to kind of gradually bring him along as a wife, so that he can really come into this leadership position as well. Anyone else have any suggestions for how to deal with some of these tough cases?
太太有的时候也可以说要回家问妈妈或者问爸爸，看看那个丈夫的反应怎么样，让他感受一下。
Give him a taste of the medicine, huh? If you go back and look at the verses that we have looked at, I know, you know, of course, if we have an ideal Christian husband, then everything probably will be smooth. Well, I shouldn't say all. A lot of things will be smooth, probably not all. But obviously, there are all kinds of situations that will be less than ideal. In fact, even in this particular passage, Peter talked about that we are asked to submit to even husbands who may not believe in the Lord, right? So we're not just being asked to submit to good, nice Christian husbands. So there are going to be situations in which the husband may be unreasonable, and he may not even be a believer. So I think a lot of times when the husband, to go back to some of the earlier principles that we talked about, the Bible is clearly telling us to submit to a husband, but doesn't mean that we are going to submit to the husband unconditionally in all things, right? So it is, if you read, don't take this one verse out of context, but if you read through the entire Bible, you can see that we're not being asked to submit to husbands above our submission to God, right? So in Acts 5:29, it's actually Peter himself. Can somebody read Acts 5:29? What did Peter say in that particular verse?
彼得和众使徒回答说, 顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
Okay, so obviously Peter make it very clear that we need to submit to God first and above all, right? So in that particular example that Peter was talking about, man was telling him not to preach the gospel. And so Peter very clearly said that we need to submit to God first. And also, can somebody read again, 1 Peter, 就是我们接着这一段, 第六节, verse 6.
彼得前书三章六节, 就如萨拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主, 你们若行善, 不因恐吓而害怕, 便是萨拉的女儿了。
Okay. 如果你们行善, if you do good, right? So here we are called the children of Sarah if we do good. So again, it doesn't mean that we're going to submit to our husband and do bad. We need to do good. So if your husband tells you to go do something that is against the law, then that's not doing good. Or do something that is morally wrong, that's not something that is good. So when the Bible says submit to your husband, it doesn't mean that now we can go be insubmissive to God or to do bad things. So I think we have to kind of interpret this verse within context of the whole Bible and not just take this one verse out, you know, in isolation and say, oh, and anything and everything, we need to submit to our husband. Another point that I want to make about submission is that we're not asked to submit to abuse. Definitely, when a husband is physically abusing a wife, then that is not something that this Bible verse here is not asking, that we just take that physical abuse from our husband. Then beyond physical abuse, there are other kinds of abuses. There is people that we talk about verbal abuse, emotional abuse. And now, if you look at some of the opinions of some of the Christian leaders, you will see a spectrum of how much do you want to take that kind of abuse before you separate yourself from your husband. There may be Christian leaders who would say that you just don't, any emotional or verbal abuse that you would leave. But then there are also Christian leaders who would say, you know, you need to kind of gauge when is the time that you said this is too much abuse and you kind of need to take yourself and separate from your husband. So again, submitting your husband doesn't mean that we take all kinds of abuse from our husband. And definitely there is a line to be drawn somewhere. The line may be drawn a little bit differently for different people, but I think the bottom line is there is a line to be drawn with abuse as well. So submission doesn't mean that we just have to take abuse. Finally, when we choose not to submit or disagree, how should we conduct ourselves? Let's talk about some of these situations. Like the husband is telling us to do something that is unlawful. We say, okay, this is not right. Or the husband is telling, no, don't go to church. Stop being a Christian. This is irritating me. So obviously we would say, no, this is not, we cannot do what you asked me to do. Now, how do you conduct yourselves in that kind of situation when you choose to not submit to what he's telling you to do?
我觉得这个选择不同意、不顺服，可能也是要看那个丈夫，你知道他认识多少。就像刚才讲到的abuse，如果遇到听过的话，有暴力倾向的。 你的立即表白，你的不顺服很可能会带给你，如果到有生命危险的这种，那我想这种，应该也是要自己有智慧来行事，不要去触怒。那如果只是一般这种表达，我相信会到不顺服，这选择不同意跟不顺服是不一样的，就只说他这个要你同意的事情，你不能agree 吗？比如说是做坏事吗？是这种的不顺服不同意吗？还是就是你自己不顺服
？Well, I'm saying that like you just 叫你做坏事，或者就叫你you know don't believe in Christianity, don't go worship God, that kind of things that you rightfully believe that you should not submit. How do you then conduct yourself in that situation? Now that you've chosen to say, no, I'm not going to submit to that. What do you do at that point?
我现在自己想得到的啊，就是如果可以讲的，那有些事还是要表达立场，就是还是要非反驳，我就是不行，有些我真的不行。然后也还是温和的讲，就像圣经里面提醒。那有些像刚才讲，如果是有危险性的，他其实不用当下就是去跟他 fight， 他不 agree。
对
呀，然后更重要的，有些我们是属神的，那就祷告，有上帝来一起来帮我们 fight。
Right. Yeah. So I think Xinying brought out some very good points. Number one, of course, is communicate. Don't just say I'm not going to do it. And don't even tell him why, right? So you need to explain yourself and say, no, the reason I'm not going to do this is because of this, that. So number one, communicate, and communicate in a gentle way. And so it is not something that is just trying to make him mad. It's really because of your beliefs. So I think that's number one important. Number two, like also Xinying said, you know, if there is any dangerous situation, he's going to get into some kind of violence or anything like that. If there is any potential for danger, obviously there's something that you need to seek help and run away from that danger and separate yourself from it. And then finally, the other thing is to trust in God as well. So trusting in God, hoping in God, that he is going to protect you, he's going to guide you through that situation when you're following his word. So I think that's another important thing that we need to do and remember when we ever get into a situation in which we just have to be not submissive to our husbands. I'm running out of time. In the last part of verse 1 and also in verse 2, the Bible gave us a reason for why submission. What was the reason that the Bible gave us in this part of the, this passage, in the last part of verse 1 and verse 2?
就是可以感化他的先生啊。
感化, right. So it's really in a way to preach the gospel to. Now, in the English version, it actually has, it reads like this, that they may be one, being the husbands, may be one without a word by the conduct of the wives. 就, 在英文里面有加了几个字，就是说 without a word， 不需要一言半语。OK， without a word, you can win him over. Why do you think the Bible was used talking about without a word?
因为做的比说有用啊。
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So because really when we use our behavior instead of our words, it's usually a lot more effective. Now, it doesn't mean that a wife cannot talk about her faith, but what this verse is really emphasizing is that it's emphasizing our behavior over words. And then on the reverse, if a wife that talks about her faith but has no matching actions would not be a good witness. Okay, so again, what he is talking about here is really how we can win over a husband through our own behavior, through our 秉性, 把他赢过来。And also, it's like kind of in John 13, you know, by this, all people would know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. Okay. So it's again, same kind of principle. It's through our action that people would know that we are Jesus' disciples. All right. So let me move a little bit faster. Let's move on to verse 3 and 4. What is true beauty in God's sight? What kind of beauty will last and consider precious by God?
在我们的里面存着长久温柔安静的心。
Okay, very good. So it's our heart. It's really our gentle and quiet heart. So now this verse is not telling us that we shouldn't have any adornment on our outside, right? So it's not like we need to kind of look ugly. We're not going to look unkempt. But what it's emphasizing is again the heart.The heart part rather than the external part. Okay. Can someone define what is a gentle and quiet spirit? You can define it positively. You can also define it negatively.
With a humble heart.
Humility. Okay.
我觉得我要学的功课是安静，因为女人可能一般还是比较 talkative 一点。
Okay.
好像会不停的，如果你在说的太多，可能听的就比较少。
Okay, talks too much sometimes is kind of not reflecting the gentle, quiet spirit. Okay.
我是想到他说的 gentle， 就是让人感觉你这个就是温和，然后很 quiet spirit。我是感觉是一种让人看到就会感觉很舒服、很安静的一种灵啦，一个人给人家的感觉，就是你就是感觉这个人是属于不躁的，让人家很 peaceful 的。
Okay.
不会比较觉得是这样。
Okay. All right. So, I have a bunch of qualities here. I'm not going to go through all of them. I'm going to pick on two of them because I like what the definition of gentleness and quietness. 就是这, this one and here. Gentleness is power under control. So gentleness doesn't mean that somebody who is weak, 刚才有人提过的。Gentleness is not a weakling. Gentleness is really somebody who is actually very powerful, but has that power under control. And then quietness,is a heart that is at ease and set on God. 就好像荀英所说的, you know, it's just like when you look at that person, you don't feel like it's very peaceful. He or she is not somebody who is just kind of like always, you know, very, very conflicted and very kind of like, you know, in a dizzy kind of thing. So quietness is not necessarily talking about somebody who talks very soft. That doesn't necessarily mean, quietness. So 有时候我们可能说，哎呀，这个人很外向，或者说说话很大声，and that is not a gentle person. But actually, that's not quite true. A gentle person can be an extrovert. It could be somebody who can talk in a relatively loud voice, So it's not so much that outward volume or voice or the character of that person, but it's really, again, about a heart condition, that heart condition that is at ease with God and is set on God. So I like those two definitions of quietness and gentleness. But all these other things are kind of also manifestation that about what a gentle and quiet spirit is. So I will leave that with you since I'm running out of time. What are some of the ways that we can develop this inner quality of quietness and gentleness?
Set up a quiet time with God.
Okay.
我个人觉得其实不必刻意的去怎么样努力的想我要如何去培养，而是如果我能够时时警醒反省警醒，来到神的面前警醒，时时谦卑，真正的谦卑不是谦卑给别人看的那种谦卑，我说自我，然后真真实实的发自内心的对身边所有的人事物都是带着爱心良善之心仁慈之心的话，我觉得言由心生，相由心生，我们自然可以就是说从内在培养出来，外在也会显示出这种温柔安静的品格，这是很难做到的，不过这是我可以努力的方向。谢谢。
Thank you for sharing. For me, sometimes as I reflect on myself, I think sometimes you can reveal your day, your week, and you can look at what are the things that you feel that you're not living out that quietness and that gentleness in your life. And then if you think through that particular behavior and think of how better that you can behave in the next way and ask God to help you in that particular thing, I think that's helpful as well. So that's just kind of one of the suggestions I have, is how you can kind of like reveal your days and your weeks and help develop that particular quality in your lives. Okay, all right. So let me make a conclusion. So I think as we have seen in these verses, we are talking about wives submitting to husbands. Now, unfortunately, we really didn't cover the last verse, which is now talking about, in the last verse, we actually talking about the husband, how we're going to, in the same way, in an understanding way, to treat our wife, being the weaker vessel. So this passage is really talking about how husband and wives deal with one another. So we actually literally only cover on the wife's part, even though there is a part that we talked about earlier about the husband, how to make it easier for the wife to submit. But on the other hand, there is also a part to be played by the husband as well. So I think these seven verses is really God telling us how that relationship between a husband and wife as God meant it to be. So I think there is a part here for the wives to play, and then there is also a part for the husband to play in how he treats the wife. And all of that is relating back to chapter 2, the pattern of submission. I think in that way, Peter has continued from chapter 2 into chapter 3 from talking about masters, government authorities and citizens, and now to within the family between husband and wife. So let me just stop here, and I really appreciate all your participation. And I apologize for not being able to finish the last few verses, but hopefully you can take a look at the notes and see what are the points that are being brought up there. 好，将时间交给。
好，我们谢谢 Tony 长老啊，他预备很丰富的材料，而且问很扎心的问题哈，促使我们逼着我们要去思想的哈，要去把神的话能够内在哈，能够领受吸收。我们谢谢 Tony 长老，好不好？谢谢。 谢谢他呀。感谢主哈，这次我们是一个团队的服事哈，这个把我们神给我们的这些有恩赐的同工放在一起哈，一起来学习，所以很期待哈。下周我们是应该是华梅弟兄哈带我们学下一课。那这个题目，今天这个题目哈，夫妻这关系是讲不完的哈。那这是一个很好的开始，我们有自己的群组，如果大家想分享或者是有问题提出来哈，可以在这个群组里面继续。那今天我们就到这里，请通尼长老带我们做一个结束的祷告。
等一下我问一下，就通尼长老有时间，如果有人愿意留下来的话，你愿意把那三节再 go through 吗？
Sure, if you want me to, I am willing to stay behind if somebody wants to stay behind. That's fine. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have set up this husband and wife family unit. It is in your will that we serve you together to be co-heirs of your grace. So Lord, we pray for all our brothers and all our sisters here. We are on the road to sanctification. We are not perfect, but we pray for your Holy Spirit to help us in every step of the way so that as wives, that we are willingly, voluntarily submitting to our husbands. And as husbands, that we need to also live with our wife in an understanding way, to love her, to care for her, and also provide leadership in the family as you intended to be. So, Lord, we give you thanks for your precious words. In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
So let me quickly finish up in the last few verses. When we talk about this inequality of gentleness and quietness, I think, obviously God is giving us an important reminder that we need to be careful. That for both women and men, for women, if you only care about your outward appearance, then you're going to attract men that cares about and only cares about your outward beauty. And we all know a cliche, one day everybody would not look pretty anymore. And so if your only way to attract your husband is your outward beauty, then when you get old, then he is going to be attracted by someone else. And I think it's the same reminder for men as well, that, if you look for someone beautiful as your spouse, that person will not look beautiful or as beautiful when she grows old. And then you, what will you be left with, right? So I think a lot of times men, there is that natural attraction to beauty, but I think here is a reminder that we need to be looking for more than just that outward beauty. That is even more important is to look for that inner beauty of that gentle and quiet spirit. In verse 5 and 6, is talking about the relationship between hoping in God and submitting to one's husband. In that verse, it 第一次提到, that we need to be, that we need to hope in God. But this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves. 仰赖神的圣洁妇人. So what is that relationship between hoping in God and submitting to husband? Hoping in God is really that foundation and the motivation for submission. Whereas the submission is the expression of our hope. So I think that's an important thing to understand and remember, that when we submit, it's really that motivation is that we are trusting in God, we are believing in God, and that is the basis for our submission. How would wives become Sarah's children? In these verses, it reminds us that we need to do good, and including submission and having respectful and a pure conduct. And we covered a little bit about that earlier, about doing good. Now, when it says, do not fear anything that is frightening, what do you think that fear is referring to? What can a woman who is Sarah's children, imitating Sarah, and be that submissive and respectful and pure conduct. What, why is it talking about fear? What do you think that fear may be?
我是看过托尼长老的讲义，然后有第二点，那个我觉得我自己觉得讲得很好，就是有些太太她不愿意顺服，是因为她害怕什么，害怕好像先生坏了事，就是这件事情你不听我的，不按我的方法，按你的方法做，那一定会招来什么样的灾祸啊，还是怎么样。 我好像你有第二点，好像有点这个意思，比较阿门，阿门，是好像很多太太不信任，就是觉得先生你做的这个决定真的很不好，很差啊，背后可能就是一个害怕在那边。Yeah,
I think that's exactly what I meant. For that second point there, I was thinking about, like, for example, sometimes you may be worried about, okay, I'm listening to you, I'm submitting to you, and we're going to make this financial decision, but now we're going to, I'm so scared, we're going to be in financial ruin because we're doing what you want to do. So the consequences of submission may lead us to some whatever it is. So that's the part of the fear. And then another part of it is afraid that that now I'm kind of totally becoming, I'm under the husband and everything he's telling me I have to do. So there's the fear that he's going to abuse his power as well, right? So there's fear in there. But I think this verse is reminding us that do not fear anything, that this is frightening. So I think the Bible is reminding us that it's kind of tied back to what we said earlier about hoping in God, right? So, 当我们仰赖神的时候, we don't have to be in fear when we follow his will of submission. And then finally, in verse 7, now is turning to the husband. 也要按情理, in the original is according to knowledge. And so, depending on version you read in the English, some version in the same way, in an understanding way. So 按情理, in an understanding way. What do you think that particular, what is it telling the husband to do when it says you live with your wife in the same way, in an understanding way?
就是刚才薰英讲的嘛，就先生要知道怎么样做可以让太太更乐意的顺服丈夫啊，要知道每个太太她需要什么嘛，啊，你满足她的需要，她就会乐意来顺从丈夫。Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. So I think there are different kinds of knowledge. And so one kind of knowledge is really knowing how God has set up this marriage, how God has used is using your wife as a helper for you, and understanding that God is meaning for you to lead the family. So there is that knowledge, that understanding that you should be living out according to God's design. Another thing that you can interpret this verse in the understanding way or the knowledge is really knowing that the wife is a weaker vessel. Now, obvious, I mean, I think Wayne earlier 提到, you know, physically, wife is typically weaker. Okay. So like Elaine would say, go bring in the grocery because it's very heavy. So, I mean, you know, I need to know that she cannot handle it. So obviously I just want to make sure everything, I plan it so that I can make sure I can carry all the heavy stuff for her and not strain her. So besides physically, what do you think what other ways that a wife may be a weaker vessel?
Yeah, 通常姊妹情感方面都比较细腻，而且她这个 weaker vessel 有另外一种翻译就是 delicate。 就是它很精细的一种的vessel， 就是越精细的东西越容易不小心就会被碰坏破损掉了哈，就要需要额外的保护啊，就像家里那个瓷碗你每天拿来吃饭，但如果你家里有一个宋瓷，哇，你赶快做一个箱子把它 装起来，保护起来啊。所以他就说这个姊妹是更加 delicate 啊，更加精细的啊，神造女人造的更加的美的一种的意思在里面。
Definitely, I think from an emotional point of view, sometimes you can say that the sisters are weaker or delicate. And I think that's something that husbands, that brothers should know to be sensitive toward that aspect of it, in how you communicate, how you talk, how you express, to not bruise that aspect. And I learned through the years of my marriage that there are things that I would say, I would think, it's a big deal. I mean, I would just say this. But yet, Elaine can take it pretty sensitively. And that would mean have a lot of meanings and implications to her. And so to live in an understanding way is really true also to understand that aspect. I think one other aspect is that sometimes culturally, this society, maybe not as much as back in the first century, that sometimes culturally, the society may treat the woman or put the woman at a more disadvantaged position. So from that aspect of it, from a husband perspective, we also kind of need to help our wife in that aspect when our society may be treating them in a way that is as a weaker vessel in that particular way. And then I think we kind of mentioned it in the very beginning about the value of a husband and a wife that we read earlier about verse 7. I think God meant it for us to be co-heirs of the grace of life. So again, it's a reminder that God is giving us different roles as husband and wife, but God is not saying that the wife will receive less grace and the husband is more important and will get more grace. That's not the case. The Bible is telling us very clearly, we are co-heirs. 我们同样受到神的恩典。 So that's not telling us that somehow in God's plan, the women are less important, okay? So now what is the Bible telling us? Knowing that we are co-heirs of the grace of God, how should the husband treat the wife according to verse 7?
我想就是丈夫虽然说太太要顺服先生，先生对太太有权利，但是也是有应尽的义务。那么， 所以，而且是我们既然是一同承受生命之恩的，所以呢，丈夫呢就是要敬重太太，要爱她。Right,
exactly. That's what the Bible is telling us. Knowing that she is the co-heir with us, that we need to honor her. We need to love her. Right. So this is the part that the Bible is very clearly telling the husbands that you need to do. And now, because we're running out of time, you know, we men should really have a good discussion. What do you mean? What does it mean to honor our wife, right? So 不是就讲，就是说 okay, 我要敬重你, but what do you mean? What does it mean to honor your wife? And I think that's something for us brothers to think very clearly. How do you honor your wife, and really show that she is the co-heir of the grace of God? Now, 反过来说, 这一节也告诉我们, if you dishonor your wife, what is the consequence according to verse 7?
神就不听我们祷告啊。对。Right.
Our prayers would be hindered. That's actually something very serious, right? So you can imagine that, you know, because you dishonor your wife, you don't honor your wife, then now your prayers are hindered. Oh my goodness. We are supposed to be the children of God. We have this communication channel that we can come to him and pray to him, and then he's going to listen to our prayers. How precious, what a privilege. And now suddenly that privilege is hindered, is blocked. So that is a very serious consequence for us brothers to think about. And that in turn tells us that God is very serious about this husband and wife relationship, to the point that if you're not following his will, following his commandment of honoring your wife, that one single important privilege that he has given us is going to be hindered. So I think God is very serious about, it's not, so sometimes we when we read this passage, we just say, okay, submit, 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 submit. But we don't forget, okay, honor, 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 honor. Okay, so this is the part that I think we're probably going to skip over, because I think it's, but yet it's an important application question. All right, so let me just stop here. So I think that is really the part that I felt like didn't do the brothers justice by not talking about how you should live according to verse 7. And we only focus on the poor sisters. Submit, submit, submit. So forgive me for not being able to finish it on time. Let me just leave it at here.
我有一个分享。其实我在看这一段经文的时候，我跟徐莹开个玩笑，我跟他说，如果我讲这一段的话，我讲前面六节的时候，我会请弟兄先离开，讲第七节的时候请姐妹离开，然后他说我这太 narrow-minded 的，但是我觉得我要强调的就是，我觉得圣经从第二章中间开始，我觉得那些话它的听众很重要，有些话是讲给谁听的，我们不能够把它反过来，比方说那个讲的话是讲说做仆人的要顺服主人，这个话是讲给仆人听的，是叫仆人去顺从主人，不是讲给主人听的，你主人不能说变成好像 我有这个权利，你是仆人你就要顺从我，因为这个话不是讲给主人听的。所以就像还有君王那一个吧，我们做 citizen 要顺服在上掌权的，这个是讲给 citizen 听的，不是讲给掌权的人听的，如果掌权的人拿了这句话说我是掌权的，所以你们都要顺从我，我觉得这个完全不是这个圣经里面要讲的意思，所以我觉得有些话是讲给谁听的，这个听众很重要。
阿梅弟兄，我的想法跟你倒是刚好不同。我觉得在这整一章每一节圣经都是弟兄，就是丈夫和 wife 都是要一起听的，因为他是同时讲给 husband and wife together， 不能单方面的听，就是不能 wife 听 wife 的这一部分的。他说这没有，这是合在一起的，因为 husband 的 wife 在最后说我们是一同承受生命之恩的。而且他，因为我记得我以前有个同，OK， 我身边有个人就很喜欢说，你们做太太都要顺服妻子，又福音，他说的不是彼得前书，他说的大概是马太福音，还说做妻子的要听从丈夫的，丈夫是头，有这么讲。每一次说完以后，他就没有说下面一句，然后你们做丈夫的要爱自己的妻子，如同基督爱自己的妻子，如爱自己的身体，对不对？如同基督爱教会，这是很重要的啊！这是所以要彼此一起听。谢谢。
而且后面还有一句更重要：爱教会，为教，而且还舍身。呀，到爱得到舍身的地步了、啊。我也是觉得说，那个 authority， 不管是其他的那个，都应该是比较可以看到独立的位置。可是上帝从一开始就说丈夫与妻子是结为一体，一体就有互动，互动就有关系。
对不起我再插一个嘴，华妹弟兄，比方说第三节，你们不要以跟好像是跟女姐妹说，你们不要外面编头发打扮得很漂亮，以为外貌去吸引男人，例如说，那么你说是说给姐妹听的吗？一样是说给弟兄听的呀，因为也就是说叫姐妹不要这样装饰，同时也是让弟兄说你看姐妹的时候不是看这个东西。
好，我们一起祷告结束今天的聚会。天父，我们谢谢你，真是你的智慧高过人的智慧，就像天高过地一样。今天我们成为何等有福的人，在圣经里面可以得到属天的智慧，赐给我们一颗顺从安静这个受教的心，在你的话语当中不光是听，不光是讨论， 而且真是放在我们的行动当中，赐福我们当中的弟兄，只是用基督的爱先充满在我们的心中用神的爱来爱自己的妻子赐给姊妹们温柔安静的心凭着对主的信心来在地上做好家中的帮手这是在家中的服侍当中让神得荣耀感谢主，谢谢主今天使用通尼长老跟我们分享的话语，求你继续的使用这些话在我们每个人的心中每个家中继续的做更新改变的工作，谢谢你垂听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。